I'm aware that I kind of made a statement at the beginning that we were going to look at JFK through the lens of liminality, and we haven't yet, really. We've circled around it. So I'm wondering whether we should actually do that.
Yeah, let's run with it a little bit.
This is somewhat inspired by that clip I found of you. That's why you're a good person to discuss it with, which was the connection between JFK and the killing of the king is clear. That's well established. The connection between the killing of JFK and the counterculture, the upsurge of rebellious youth movement, is not clear. That's not been clearly mapped or talked about a great deal, but that's what you referred to on that clip that I used with Visigoth. So then so I'm bringing this to liminality, which is the idea, as you rightly pointed out, the term comes from anthropology originally, which is the liminal state of a ritual, say a rite of passage from childhood to manhood. The novitiates are taken into this ritual state by the ceremony master, and at the end of it, they will come out as men. Let's say men, because I think it's particularly a male ritual. But anyway, so the liminal state is in between, just being a child and being a fully autonomous adult in the community. So one thing I touched on with Hansen, I found in his book, is that for the community, the initiation of the youth into adulthood is called the novitiate, and it involves a period of social disruption, social disorder, in which those youths that are being initiated into adulthood have free rein. Essentially, they become identified with the divine, and they can. The laws don't apply to them. They can break all the taboos. They can kill. They can rape. They can just tear down the whole community if they want to. Now, this doesn't happen. This is the point, that these rituals are designed in order to not just initiate the young into adulthood, into sort of an individuated state of consciousness, but to also release that pressure that's. The psychic pressure of the id or the unconscious of the community that has to come up anyway, to have it come up in a contained and controlled and directed fashion, i.e., ceremonially. So, and the idea is that community renews itself, like it has these structures and these mores and the even sort of mini institutions or whatever the equivalent would be in a small tribal community, and. Then there's a period of liminality at regular periods with new generations in which those structures are temporarily dissolved, or in a sense permanently dissolved, because the idea is that at the other end of the period of liminality, not only do you have a whole new generation of adults who've come through the ritual, but the whole community is renewed, and that the structures are reformed, they're allowed to reform as a result of. Allowing them to collapse. So you've got structure, and then you've got anti-structure, the liminal period, and then you've got the new structures that arise on the other side of the liminality, of the liminal state. So in terms of JFK, which is the killing of the king, which is, in the primary rituals and tribal sort of mythology and tribal actual reality, there seems to be a parallel here, particularly if we do allow the killing of JFK. Well, first of all, there was conspiracy stuff around it right from the start, right? There was a sense that something here isn't right. So it wasn't, I mean, it would be destabilizing anyway. If you kill the king, you kill the president violently and randomly, that is going to destabilize the nation. But if you add to that this whole very kind of apparent cover-up, the growing suspicion that the government was actually involved in the killing of Kennedy, that really does destabilize, because then you've got the growing distrust in the institutions that run the nation. And it's probably safe to say that Or certainly that things have never been the same since JFK, but even we could probably even trace the sort of the total cynicism and distrust in institutions in America today. You could trace it back to the JFK killing, perhaps, in terms of that when that distrust really began to grow. So then you got the destabilization of the nations, the structures, the institutions. That creates a period of liminality in itself, the killing of the king, destabilization, liminality. Then you got the counterculture that rises up. So that's the youth entering into this liminoid. I would say it's liminoid because it's not the pure liminality. It's not being done kind of with a conscious open participation of the whole community. It's being done in this manipulative way. So it's not a true liminality, but it's a surrogate version of liminality, in which a surrogate kind of initiation happens for the youth, where they take drugs, they have sex, they basically sh throw off all the taboos, the social norms, and so then you have that, and we could talk about how this happened with Manson and Jonestown, but and other events. But essentially, the whole liminal phase and the counterculture was shut down, was ended. And what did we have? Well, basically, the other side of the '60s was Reagan, and the yuppie, and the whole the structures actually came back stronger than ever before, you could say.
So, are you suggesting there was a design behind all of this?
This would be my kind of attempt to bring a kind of unified theory to the JFK thing, that this is something that happens periodically in cultures anyway, and so there's been a study of it, and there's a way to predict when more or less, okay, this kind of disruption is going to be happening. We do need a period of liminality, otherwise these structures are just going to collapse completely. We'll have total liminality, and we won't be able to control what comes out the other side. So a way to actually be able to still be there on the other side of the abyss, so to speak, is to manufacture an abyss and to manufacture the conditions of liminality, which would be the liminoid, so the structures are consciously and deliberately undermined, and in that way there's the period of the liminoid period is also contained because it's being consciously directed, and then you have these pre-prepared structures, like on a cooking show, where you say, actually, at the end of it, this is what you get, and they bring out the already prepared meal. You've got the new structures, such as Reagan, let's say, representing the yuppie kind of the new America, that's already kind of prepared, waiting in the wings to wheel out at the end of the manufactured insurgents.
So what did 9/11 bring us?
Well, I think that would be another example, wouldn't it? Because, but it seems like it's accelerating or something. Because with 9/11, there wasn't exactly a countercultural thing, but there was a period of liminality afterwards, I would say, as in real confusion about even what, like, reality itself felt like it had been warped by that event by a lot of people, I think, because it was made to seem so big. And then, of course, the Patriot Act and the way that the structures that were. I mean, because if there's growing distrust for institutions, then yes, the social structures are constantly under threat. Because if people don't believe in the institutions, then they can't, it's very difficult for them to sustain themselves. So to somehow use that in a way that, because people, I talked about this with Hanson, but the more people distrust the institutions, the more frightening it is to them, unless there is a space created for real liminal letting go, the more they'll actually fight to defend the institutions that they distrust, because they don't know what else to do. Like, if they really go all the way, and you must have experienced this a million times in terms of trying to communicate with people, once they start seeing behind the curtain that it's just this shriveled old man, as in, the reality is really quite frightening, and it's not not in any way as reassuring as we thought. They just want to draw the curtain, close it as quickly as possible. And
right,
I mean,
right.
people who wouldn't have supported the kind of laws that are now being used to supposedly fight terrorism, but actually persecute the common, you know, just the average citizen. They're supporting laws like that now, it seems like, because of that contraction that happens when those institutions are made to seem really unstable, and there isn't the alternative. I mean, I think this is the key, that the real liminality, as it was allowed to be part of a community life, it really was. There was no hedging your bets or covering your bases or anything. They had to completely let the whole structure, all of the social mores were suspended. Anything could happen. Like, the whole community could be destroyed at that point. That was a risk that had to be taken, because otherwise it would destroy itself anyway.
Yeah.
But we're not. We're not allowing that, so it's something else is going on here, which I'm not even sure I can know what it is. Obviously I can't know what it is, but I'm not sure I can even try to describe it. But I think it relates to what we were talking about earlier with the crazy making, and how we're more and more in this liminoid stage, where it's not as though we're going from old structures to new structures with this liminal period in between. It's as if we're just constantly suspended in this liminoid limbo of not knowing what's real or who to trust, or not really knowing anything and just getting used to it.
Yeah, you know, I grew up, I was born in 1960, so kind of grew up in a period, at least for part of my early life, where, yeah, there was a trust in institutions, a trust in that the government wasn't just lying to you all the time, or making up stuff, or, you know, covering up things. Nowadays, it's like it's shifted totally. Yeah. Now, anytime you hear anything from the government or institutions, it's like, oh, what kind of scam they're trying to pull on us now, and, you know, begin to accept that after a while.
Yeah, so I mean, one obvious cause is just jadedness and cynicism. But it seems there's a flip side of this, which is this total naivete and totally unfounded optimism. Which you could, I mean, there's a spirituality is obviously a big part of that, but I don't think it's exclusively spiritual woo-woo stuff. It's also just in, I don't know what, immersion in Hollywood, a Hollywood fantasy that somehow is going to work out.